Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 31st. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 4 cents, 679 and 3 quarters. March wheat up 8 and 3 quarter cents at 761 and a quarter. And March beans up 2 and 3 quarter cents at 1538. The corn started to rally with the beans. We got up to 688 and a half. Couldn't hold those gains and broke after about 9:30 here. The beans kind of gave it up late. We only closed 2 3/4 cents higher. We were basically steady. We had a little bit of a late minute rally. July beans actually did close lower, down 3/4 cents. So we had the turnaround Tuesday in the corn and the July beans, but not the old crop beans. The crude oil finished up 97 cents a barrel. That was about $2.30 off of last night's lows. That helped the bean oil. Bean oil was up just over a penny, up 101 ticks at 62.33. But the meal backed off its highs, closed down $4.50 at 484.20. Really didn't do any damage to the charts. But, you know, I've been thinking that with the funds long as much as they are, no Chinese buying showing up this week, that meal and beans are just overpriced here. I think that we've got a good chance for the oil to lose ground to the meal to lose ground to the oil here over the next several days. Wheat higher, a little bit of a mixed thing out here. The Russians have got plenty of wheat to sell, but the crop ratings in Oklahoma took a pretty good hit. And in general, it looks like drier weather around Kansas for the next 10 days. So I think that's what really added to the strength of wheat. We opened about 8 cents lower and then managed to rally as much as 24 cents off the lows. We closed about a nickel, 5.5 cents off the highs. But, you know, I think Kansas City wheat should be the leader here on the upside. Chicago was the leader. I'm not quite sure why. The beans higher most of the day. We opened up lower, made a quick low early in the morning, and then we rallied 18, 19 cents off those lows, gave back about 5.5, 6 cents late in the day here. We were actually down pretty much to steady, but a late little rally helped boost us back higher on the day, at least in the marches, as I mentioned before, the July closed lower. I think the beans are being supported by a little bit drier weather in Argentina, though my weather charts show me that, let me take a quick look here. Sure, they haven't changed it. Now we're supposed to, they have a very good chance of rain on Thursday. Temperatures ranging between 84 and 94 degrees. Only one more 90 degree day after today, and that looks like it's next Monday. But not a whole lot of rain, but Thursday they should get a pretty good chance of rain out there. So, you know, frankly, I think these rallies in the bean market and the wheat market, particularly in the beans, need to be sold. I think, as I've been saying, the wheat can gain on the corn here. We gained 12 3/4 cents here today. The March spread is back up to 81 and a half. It's a nice little rally, but I think there's more to it out here. So long term, I still think corn and beans are too high priced with the big Brazilian harvest coming on. Yes, the Brazilian harvest is a little behind, but I think they're going to catch up in the next couple of weeks. So I don't see any real problems there. Like I said, we haven't seen any Chinese buying. So I just don't know where the strength is coming from in the bean market in particular. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.